Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2320 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow if you have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. It's a pleasure to have you join me today as we explore Proverbs chapter 26, verses 15 through 21 from the New Living Translation. In these verses, we'll uncover insights into the folly of laziness and deceit, the consequences of spreading slander, and the importance of discernment in our interactions. So let's embark on our exploration of Proverbs, verses 15 and 16. Laziness lets the roof leak, and soon the rafters begin to rot. Eating too much honey will make you sick, so a person who tries to flatter you to gain your favor will be cut off. These verses illustrate the consequences of laziness and deceit, likening them to a leaking roof and the consequences of consuming too much honey. How can we understand that folly of laziness and deceit and the importance of discernment in our interactions? We need to recognize that folly of laziness and deceit to avoid engaging in such behaviors. Choose instead to cultivate a spirit of diligence and honesty, knowing that they will lead to success and fulfillment. Avoid making excuses for laziness or resorting to the deceitful tactic to achieve your goals, knowing that they will only lead to failure and disappointment. Cultivate a heart that is characterized by integrity and hard work, knowing that it will be a key to living a life of purpose and significance. Additionally, be discerning in your interactions with others, avoiding those who resort to flattery or deceit to gain favor, and instead surround yourself by those who are genuine and trustworthy. Now let's explore verses 17 and 18. Interfering with someone else's arguments is as foolish as yanking a dog's ears. Just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, "I was only joking." These verses caution against meddling in others' disputes and the harm caused by spreading slander or deceit under the guise of humor. How can we understand the importance of avoiding slander and deceitful humor and the consequences of spreading lies? We do this by recognizing the harm caused by spreading slander and deceitful humor and avoid engaging in such behaviors. Choose instead to speak the words of truth and encouragement, knowing that they will have the power to uplift and edify others. Avoid spreading lies or engaging in deceitful humor under the guise of jest, knowing that it only leads to hurt and broken trust. Cultivate a heart that is characterized by honesty and integrity, choosing to speak words that build others up rather than tearing them down. Additionally, be discerning in your interactions with others, avoiding those who engage in slander or deceitful humor, and instead seek out those who speak words of truth and kindness. And finally, let's turn to verses 19 through 21. Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. A quarrelsome person starts a fight as easily as hot embers light charcoal or fire lights wood. These verses emphasize the harm caused by spreading lies and gossip and the importance of avoiding quarrels and disputes. How can we understand the consequences of spreading lies and gossip and the importance of fostering peace in all of our relationships? We do this by recognizing the consequences of spreading lies and gossip and prioritize fostering peace and integrity in all of our relationships. Choose to speak words of truth and kindness, knowing that they will have the power to build a trust and strengthen relationships. Avoid engaging in quarrels or disputes, knowing that they will only lead to division and strife. Cultivate a spirit of peace and reconciliation, seeking to resolve conflicts through honest communications and mutual respect. Additionally, be discerning in your interactions with others, avoiding those who spread lies or engage in gossip, and instead surround yourself with those who value honesty and integrity. And there you have it, my friends. Insights from Proverbs chapter 26, verses 15 through 21. These verses offer us timeless wisdom to avoid laziness and deceit, avoiding slander and deceitful humor, and fostering peace and integrity in all of our relationships. As we continue our journey through the pages of the Bible, let's remember to apply these timeless principles in our daily lives. Until the next time, keep seeking wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. Now, if you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review. Then encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. As we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.